Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
When you look at this draft, it is strongly, in terms of depth and volume, as far as its quality, is offensive orientated. There are good players, defensive players in this draft, and it's going to be, you know, when it's our term to pick, it's does the player that we're orientated towards in terms of our needs or wants match up, you know, does his value match up with that pick? And that's the determination of taking any player. You want the player's perceived ability to match up with the level of the draft that he should be taken at. So if there's a better player at another position, either side of the ball, we're going to take the best player that can help us win now. That's the most important thing. And that means that that grade has to match up to that value level of the draft. In terms of traits, it's the same for all the players. Dynamic ability to make plays, whether that's a big defensive lineman stopping the run, or if that's a receiver that can get downfield and beat press coverage and beat people over the top, or where that's a running back that can make people miss in a hole and will lower his pads and fight for more yards. Dynamic players, players that can make plays, players that can help you win. Specifically in terms of the draft, you're always looking for players that can contribute immediately, especially at the top end of the draft, that they can provide not only a need, but that can help provide some help, whether it's a rotational player, a rotational starter. If it's a sub-starter immediately as a rookie, that's good. If he's a starter as a rookie and you have a hole and he can fill that and his grade warrants that pick, that's good too. But in terms of a window, I'm always thinking now, but obviously when you look at needs, you have to look at needs not only our perceived current needs, but needs in the future in relationship to the contracts that you have. You're constantly looking at the big picture. You can't just look at today or this season. You have to look into the future. I mean, last year we had a number of one-year contract players. We signed a ton of players in terms of to either replace or extend with the players that we had here or brought in new ones. And that's for the now, but it's also for the future. You know, several of those players were signed to multi-year deals also. So you're looking at big picture. I would say in the draft, yes, you want to fill what your perceived needs are, but you also want to fill what could be needs down the road. Yeah, we'd like the balance of it. You know, that could mean all seven picks. That could mean 4-3. If we pick up an extra pick, it could be 4-4. It also could flip the other way because, as I just said, this is an offensive-orientated draft in terms of the talent level and the depth of the talent. It's more on offense than it is defense. So I'm not going to say it's going to be all defensive picks, but the picks that we do make on defense obviously are ones that we feel can help us win this fall and into the future.
Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.